In December, the Bureau of Reclamation released a study warning drought, climate change, and population growth are quickly depleting resources in the Colorado River. The report predicted a grim scenario of rising demands coupled with shrinking supplies in the coming decades. Jim Pokrand with the Glenwood Springs-based Colorado River District says yesterday's meeting was meant to lay the groundwork for a path forward.
As with any study, does it sit on the shelf and gather dust and everybody says, attaboy, and we move on, or does anything actually happen? And in this case, it's something may actually happen.
The report lays out next steps for the seven states that rely on the river. It's their job to understand what's working and what's not and find solutions.
We have identified the next steps.
That's Ann Castle, the U.S. Interior Assistant Secretary for Water and Science. She spoke at yesterday's meeting in San Diego. She was joined by dozens of stakeholders, including representatives for the seven Colorado Basin states and Indian tribal leaders. Castle says the steps forward include a set of committees.
What we're doing is standing up three different work groups that will look at first municipal conservation and reuse. The second one will look at agricultural conservation and transfers. And the third will look at flows for a healthy environment.
The work groups are looking at savings achieved so far through water conservation measures, and they'll find out if additional work is needed. Several of the West's largest water utilities responded to yesterday's call for action. Denver Water CEO Jim Lockhead says cities use a relatively small percentage of Colorado River water, and his organization has already made strides in water efficiency. But he adds the conservation work will continue. The work groups are scheduled to finish the first phase of their action plan by the end of 2013, which could be the fourth driest year in the Colorado River Basin in the past 100 years. Last year was the fifth driest. For Aspen Public Radio News, I'm Marcy Grivenen.